Tim, we're ready. We're rolling. It's Eclipse Monday, and we're going tool pro. I don't even know what the adjective is. Tool pro. I don't know. We're talking to Brent Ridley with Tool Pros. Brent, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Brent?
I am doing awesome, man. Thank you, Tim. John, I appreciate you guys having me back on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, return podcaster for our show. So thanks for taking some time, man.
Yeah, so when I had my podcast and I had repeat guests, I called them repeat offenders. So I think okay. That's a repeat
offender. Well, we could be called that. I'm sure you could dig up some past on us and we could for sure be repeat offenders. So how you doing? What's going on? When was the last time you had you on? A couple of years ago, I think, right?
It's been a little while. No, everything's been going great. You know, it's obviously trade show season, so I've been hitting that pretty hard lately. Did a great panel with Tim a few weeks ago at the National Hardware Show. We talked about social media and all that kind of good stuff. And then we actually got a miracle mechanical job tomorrow that we're actually going to do. So excited about doing that one for a lady. And got some cool stuff coming up here in the future.
Where is that?
The miracle mechanical job's here in Atlanta. It's a suburb of Atlanta called Loganville, Georgia. It's about an hour away from me, probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours outside of Atlanta. So the lady is – it's a terrible story. Her husband was a full-time firefighter for the city of Atlanta, worked there for 50 years. Unfortunately, he had stomach cancer, and so he had stomach cancer and beat stomach cancer. Unfortunately, they dropped him from his life insurance at that point. So then he was still able to work. Well, then his stomach cancer came back. And so at that point, he doesn't have life insurance. And now the city of Atlanta is going to force him to take an early retirement. So the gentleman took an early retirement. And unfortunately, the cancer beat him and passed away, unfortunately. So his wife was stuck with just half of a pension from the city of Atlanta for a firefighter who'd been there for 50 years. And that they even came out and said that the reason he had the cancer was because of exposure and calls on the job. And I couldn't believe it that she got a partial pension. And so she's in a really bad shape. So she has polybutylene piping in her house. And for those not super familiar with plumbing, polybutylene probably came out back in the early to mid 80s. And it was precursor to PEX. It was kind of a plastic, compound there that everybody thought was the neatest and greatest thing in the world because you could bend it and flex it and all that kind of good stuff. Well, ended up not being very good. So it springs leaks a lot. And so she's had to fix a lot of leaks. And so tomorrow we're just going to go in there and repipe the whole thing with PEX and she's going to not have to worry about it anymore.
Brent, for some of those in the audience that may not be aware of what Miracle Mechanical is, can you shed a little light on just what you and Kathleen and the team do to support the Miracle Mechanical brand?
Yeah. So Miracle Mechanical is where we find homeowners like this lady here that I was just speaking of who need help and need a little bit of uplifting by way of some major plumbing or heating and air conditioning repairs. So we come in at no charge to them and we take care of whatever they got going on. Now, through that, we find a corporate sponsor to sponsor the whole project. That way we can buy the material and pay my crew to do the work. And, you know, and that way nobody has to work for free and everybody gets paid. And then we get a film crew to come in and kind of film the whole thing and make a nice little piece that's respectfully done, respectfully in the homeowner's eyes, hopefully. That's what we shoot for. And so it works out really well. So this project we got coming out tomorrow is sponsored by Rigid Tools. And so they've been a huge proponent. They've actually sponsored the very first Miracle Mechanical job. So they're responsible for helping us getting it off the ground. So they're coming back for their second time this year. And we're really excited to get that one done tomorrow.
How many have you done?
7 or 8, something like that now. Yeah, we've done 7 or 8. Yeah, we did one high school here too. So we helped out a high school. We worked with AHR Expo and we redid like a lab, an air conditioning lab for the high school there. So 7 or 8, I think now. I can't remember exactly how many.
So the one tomorrow you're going to start working on, or you're launching the, like, it's done and the video is coming out?
No, so it's, no, tomorrow is going to be the actual project day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going to go in and, due to time constraints and everything, we really got one day to do these projects. I wish some of them we had multiple days, but
yeah,
the way it falls, we got one day to do the project. So we're going to jump on it tomorrow. And however long it takes us to finish it, we're going to be there. We're going to be filming the whole thing. And then we'll finish the project tomorrow and then probably give it 2 weeks or so. And then the final video will come out after that.
No, I've always said you do great work. It's a good idea. I mean, the whole concept of Miracle Mechanical is such a great thing that you're doing. So kudos to you, man.
No, I appreciate it. I thank you for having me on so we can spread the word and let more people know about it and get sponsors on board and all that good stuff.
Well, yeah, I was going to say big kudos to some of the major manufacturers that partner with you. I know you mentioned Rigid. I know SharkBite has in the past. I think Vegan, a couple others have. So, you know, big kudos to those manufacturers seeing the value in this, because at the end of the day, this is something to help out, in this case, a woman who lost her husband and needs the help. And you're there to support that.
Yep. It's been fantastic. And yeah, without the sponsors, I couldn't do it. And luckily, you know, we had an Instagram and we started, had a podcast. So we kind of had a little bit of relationships with some of these, you know, companies before. And I kind of just had the idea and I didn't know who to reach out to, but I knew at first I knew Rigid was a really good company. And I knew the ladies that were in their marketing department, they're awesome. So I said, let me reach out to them and let me tell them my idea and see what they think. And of course they said, yeah, that's great. Okay. Well, you know, what kind of tools do you need? No, I don't need tools this time. I need some money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they were, and without a doubt, you know, Becky over there was just like, no problem. You got it. Let's make it happen.
So I wanted to go back. You mentioned that you and Tim were out at in Vegas for the hardware show and you did a panel on social media. Talk about that. How do you get like wrangled in? Not wrangled is not the right word, but how do you get involved with something like that through the hardware show?
I guess the last couple of years we've been involved with the National Hardware Show. Catherine Emery has been working with the National Hardware Show. She's kind of a, I guess, like a TV personality. She's one of those guys, one of those ones that you see on the morning shows talking about new products and all kind of cool stuff. She's an awesome lady and she's awesome personality. And we've become friends with her. And so she's invited us to the National Hardware Show over the last couple of years to cover it basically for social media. So they want us to take pictures and photos and all that cool stuff and show some of the products that we find at the National Hardware Show on our social media. And so we've done that for the last couple of years. And this year they reached out to us also and said, hey, would you like to do a little extra? And would you like to come on this panel? And found out it was Tim. And I was like, yeah, no brainer. That sounds awesome. I'd love to talk about it all day long, you know, so it would work out really great.
Yeah. The only thing I would add, John, is that, you know, they knew Mechanical Hub because I've known Catherine for years. They've worked with us in the past. We've attended, or at least I've attended that show for the last 7, 8, 9 years. While it's a small show for the plumbing market per se, or a lot of the building trades, it's still a cool show to go and see some unique product. There's always a lot of product coming from overseas or product that is, they're looking for funders because they're inventive. You see a lot of inventive products there. So yeah, enjoyed it this year because it was the first time I was able to do a session or two, and having Brent on the stage, you know, I'm just following in his footsteps, talking about some of the stuff that we do as a media company and promoting brands like Miracle Mechanical or some of the manufacturing partners that we work with. So great time. You know, what's not to like about being in Vegas in March when it's nice and sunny and it was like 30 degrees here in central Illinois?
Well, one of the things I do appreciate, Brent, when you're at the, you know, the show, the hardware show, is you go around and you find these really interesting products and you know, you post them on your social media. And just I go to a show and you're pulled in so many different directions. How do you find the time, or you must have like this radar to find these products. Like it's just so cool that you come up with these posts, man.
Yeah, it's fun. Like that's what I love about the National Hardware Show is they got so many unique things. You know, it's like these little mom and pop, you know, guys that, hey, I've been a painter for 20 years and I came up with this thing here.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool. So yeah. So basically we had a few obligations and my wife, she does a lot of the scheduling and all that stuff. She kind of keeps me under control there. So she said, hey, you got this obligation here, you got this obligation here, but we got free time in between here. So during that free time, we just kind of zoom around and see what kind of cool stuff we can find. And a lot of times we end up filming a lot of stuff that we don't post because maybe you think of more, you know, not relative to our audience, but a lot of stuff we do film and it works out great too, both ways.
Now, as a contractor that runs your own business, there's been a lot of scuttlebutt in our industry across social media over the last couple months about, you know, why people in our industry go to trade shows. Is it to network? Is it to see innovative product? Is it to just party? Your perspective, and I think this is fair for Mechanical Hub because we're a company that goes to trade shows to look for
parties,
you know, product.
No.
Well, we do some corporate parties. We get invited, so we go. But as a business owner, Brent, who owns your own business, that takes time off your calendar, you know, 2, 3, 4 days in some cases. It's at an expense. What is the value for you to go to a trade show?
Yeah, and I've heard the same, you know, criticisms you had over the last few weeks. And luckily for me, I'm in a position that my dad started this company 30 years ago, and he had a great base. And so we've developed into something where if I go out of town, the company doesn't stop. It still keeps running, and it still keeps going. So we still are being profitable doing things that we need to here while I'm out of town. But no, when I go out of town, I enjoy going there and seeing the people, because networking is one of the biggest things in the world. Mm-hmm. Because you meet the people, you never know, you know, what opportunity may come up. Exactly like I was saying earlier, I had that relationship with Becky, with Bridget. That's from not only talking to her on the internet, that's from meeting her in real life at trade shows and things like that. And so we've leveraged these relationships that we've had into making Miracle Mechanical projects and things of that nature. But then you also, you know, take it as showing off new products. And I like to show off new products, and I like to take it as kind of news per se, as you know, mm-hmm. Here's what's new in the industry. Check it out. You know, you might be something that you're interested in. Because if it wasn't for some of that coverage, I don't know that a lot of guys would know some of that stuff was out there. So I think for us, it's twofold. It's developing the relationships, but it's also getting a lot of these products out there so people understand who they are and what they are and all that kind of good stuff.
If you haven't heard, Navien's new NPF hydro furnace is on the market, and they're offering an unbelievable incentive to try it. This new furnace from Navien is 97% AFUE ultra-low NOx and has an industry-leading variable capacity ranging from 15 to 100%. Right now, contractors can get a $1,000 gift card when they go to navienfurnace.com and submit their first NPF purchase info. Again, that's a $1,000 gift card. NPF purchases must be made between January 22nd and April 15th, 2024, and submitted through the form at navienfurnace.com by April 20th, 2024. See full promotion details at navienfurnace.com. Don't miss out on this great promotion. So you know you're involved in a lot of different things. You're Miracle Mechanical, the Tool Pros, you know, the podcast. I think we mentioned this last time you're on. You do all these certain things. Just kind of give our audience like an update on everything you're involved with. Like you have like a regular day job, right?
Oh yeah. I run the plumbing and heat and air conditioning company with my father. My father runs the plumbing side of the company full time. I run the heating and air conditioning side of the company full time. We got 8 employees, and you know that's what I do full time every day. You know, social media wise, we did have a couple podcasts. I got burned out on podcasting, so I kind of put that away for a little bit because I did Tool Pros podcast for 7 years.
Yeah,
we did a brand new episode every week. 30-minute episode every week for 7 years, and I was done, you know. And we even did – my wife had a podcast called the Tool Wife Podcast. We did that. I had a podcast for a little while that actually did better numbers than any of them. It was the best podcast I ever did called Plumbing School.
Uh-huh.
It was really cool. And I developed Plumbing School for 2 reasons. That was because I'm an HVAC guy at heart, but I do have my plumbing license now, but I don't feel like I'm as good a plumber as I am an HVAC guy. So I wanted to do a plumbing school where I could learn – along with teach everybody else kind of type thing. And it worked out really well, and it did good for a while, but I kind of, like I said, I just was burnt out by the time I started that one. So I've let all the podcasts go by the wayside.
What burnt you out about the podcast? I'm just curious because we just got off a meeting with Eric and we're talking about podcasts, and they're, you know, we're successful at the podcast, but we want to try doing stuff differently. Everyone has a podcast now. It's fighting for people's attention, you know, and I said, you know, we go see people and they're like, oh, I love your podcast. I need to catch up on them. I'm like, damn it. You should be listening to every single one, you know, but what in particular, like, burnt you out on that?
So I'm going to be careful what I say here. So I had a co-host and, that relationship wasn't the relationship that I wanted it to be with the podcast and whatnot. And so they ended up being more one sided than the other, and whatnot. So
no, John has the same problem.
But also, like you mentioned, everybody has a podcast now. So, you know, I've always been the kind of guy, when I see the whole crowd going left, it's time for me to go right, you know, kind of deal.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been trying to do is do something a little different. So we've been stepping away from the podcast game big time. We've been doing our Miracle Mechanical, and I wanted been trying to focus more on high quality unscripted content based on the blue collar traits. And that's what I've been trying to focus more of my time and effort on. And I've been not only developing the Miracle Mechanical project, I got a couple other projects in the works, and we've actually working with a couple of production companies on these other projects, and you know, we'll see where they go. They may go nowhere, but that's kind of where I've been trying to focus a lot more of my energy and that kind of stuff, and see where we get that.
I've asked you in the past, like, do you foresee this going national, or I mean, who knows, international or Canada or somewhere in North America? But you've said yes to that, and I don't think that's changed, has it?
No, it has not changed at all. Like, I would love to take Miracle Mechanical as far as wide as we can go, but
yeah,
it's all logistics and money, you know, that's what takes it there. And we got to figure all that out, but I would love to take it as far as we can. Absolutely.
Now, Brent, I don't want to age your father, but I'm going to guess your father is of a generation that probably doesn't do social media.
Correct.
And if that's the case, when you approached your father and said, hey, I'm going to start filming stuff that I do on the job, or we're going to become a brand online and social media channels. Curious what your father said.
You know, he didn't mind it at first, and I don't know if he quite understood it at first on what it could grow and what it could be. He didn't mind. It was good for him to see. If he wasn't on the job, we could show him exactly what we did or whatever. It was good for him to see that way. But then now he sees the relationships that we've developed with a lot of these companies and how we benefit from that, and then also how we can do our Miracle Mechanical. And so now he's opened his eyes to a lot of it, you know what I mean? But yeah, at first I don't think he quite understood what it was and how we could leverage it to how we have.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, Tim. I mean, we asked Mike Prinkavage Jr., his dad was at the gala, and we asked him about, you know, what he thought of social media, and he was all positive about it, you know?
Yep.
He didn't...
My dad's all about it. Like,
yeah. Say that again, Brent, I'm sorry.
I said my dad's all about it. Now he loves it. Like, he'll make sure he's there on the Miracle Mechanical days, you know, like this one we're doing tomorrow. I didn't put him off on the schedule to come with us, and he was like, why not? I want to be there too. Like, what's the deal? So I had to put him off to come with it.
Let me also ask this. What's it like having your wife as a partner, not only in life, but whenever we see you at trade shows, or a couple weeks ago when we were doing the session, you know, she's there filming. She's there, you know, your partner in life and in work. What's that relationship like?
I'm lucky. I consider myself very lucky. I'm married to my best friend. So we enjoy going on these trips and doing these things together. And I'm glad that I have somebody there to help me with these type of things. It's been fantastic. Now, sometimes she says she feels like a nag, and because she does get on me, she says, hey, we need to have this video by so-and-so, you know, you need to have it done. And of course I'll procrastinate, won't get it done. And she's got to get on me and all that's, and it just comes back to me not doing what I'm supposed to do, but it worked really well. We get along very well, and we have a good relationship to the point where we don't argue, we don't fight. It's a good working relationship that we have, and it works perfectly. Thank goodness.
By the way, have you found the imposter Brent Ridley that's running around?
There, he's on Facebook somewhere trying to sell pools to somebody, and that's I don't know. That's frustrating. So I've reported the guy. I think they finally got rid of him. There was some guy on Facebook in some Milwaukee group trying to sell a bunch of tools under my name, had my picture of me and my family and everything, and had to report him a bunch. And they kept coming back, and I would report him, and then 2 minutes later, it would come back from an email, and it'd say, we reviewed it, and this person is not impersonating you. 2 minutes. It's like, how can you determine that within 2 minutes? There's no way. So finally, I think enough people reported it where he's gone now. So hopefully nobody got scammed by that guy, because I've told people online, I've never sold tools online. I'm not going to sell tools online. So if you're buying some tools from somebody named me, it's not me.
So when you're not working and doing Miracle Mechanical, and you're not traveling to trade shows, and you're not producing really cool stuff and, you know, editing stuff, what do you guys like to do for fun? What do you like to do in your spare time?
What spare time is that? What are you talking about? Right. No, I enjoy, you know, really hanging out with my family. My kids are everything, and I enjoy doing whatever they want to do, whatever they're into, you know, whether it's taking my little boy to go to a Pokemon tournament or whatever, you know, or we went to Disney with my little girl last fall, you know, whatever it is, just hanging out with them and doing whatever my kids want to do, because that's super important to me.
Well, I know when I was single and I'd go to trade shows and, you know, let's say it was like Las Vegas, I would take like the weekend before and I'd go to Red Rocks and hike, or, you know, do something touristy or just kind of enjoy the area. Do you do any of that stuff?
Yes. We've just now started to kind of figure that out a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. like last time we went to Vegas, we did go out a few days early for the National Hardware Show, and we were able to kind of do some things we wanted to do in Las Vegas, you know, go to a show, go to dinner, you know, do those things. Previously, we've kind of just been all work, but now we've kind of trying to figure it out where we can go balance in there.
Well, what's fun to do in Liechtenstein?
Fun to do in Liechtenstein? You know, nothing. Hilti. That's about all it is. Cal.
I know. A lot of bus rides, right?
Yeah, oh, gosh, man. It was an hour drive everywhere, but holy moly, it was the most beautiful, beautiful sights, yeah. Beautiful countryside I've ever seen. It was amazing, you know, staying in a hotel in the Swiss Alps. It was just the coolest experience.
Yeah.
So, are you guys come next time?
Eric usually goes to that show.
Eric goes to those. I mean, we've been invited before, but I prefer Eric goes. He's the tool man. Let him go and focus on that. If they want some media people out there to just write about products, John and I are happy to sign up for that.
Yeah.
I got you.
Hey, listen, if they want to send me to Europe, I won't say no.
I was going to ask you, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about, you know, the whole value of trade shows and the back and forth that people are talking about on social media in our industry. There's also been a lot of hubbub, if you can say that, about just being an influencer in the industry. You know, is there really a value to being an influencer? You, my friend, you know, have over 300,000 followers on your social media channels. You're an influencer. Do you feel that you have to bring a certain credibility or be objective about things you say when you're posting content on social media?
Sure, absolutely. And I'm very careful about what I say and how I act on social media. Because, yeah, no matter what people are watching and people see you and whatnot, we try to keep everything we do PG, 100%. We don't want to try to go off that rails and whatnot. But we also want to bring a professional aspect to what we do, because I am a professional contractor. You know, we are 100% in the field every day trying to figure it out along with the rest of these guys. So I want to be able to relate with them and be able to get on the same page. But I've never liked the term influencer, but yes, it is a word. And there seems to be a lot of them popping up now. And, you know, I don't know. I just want to make sure that everybody who is out there influencing, that they're at least, you know, doing things the right way and not just hustling for a payday kind of deal.
Okay. All right. We're going to go down a rabbit hole here, because
I knew this was coming. Oh, Goodwin.
I feel like some of these people, and there's a lot of good people out there. We're friends with a lot of people. I feel like it's watering down content.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is. You got to pick and choose. And we're very picky with who we work with and what we do. Because we want to make sure it fits with what we do. We want to make sure if I'm going to work with this company on social media, I want to make sure that they also have the same values that I do. And would that be actually something that I would use?
Yeah.
Now, it may not be a product that I have readily available, but something I would at least use in the field if I had a chance to, kind of deal.
Well, one of my favorite influencers, Spider-Man, he said, Peter Parker, I think it was Peter Parker. Maybe it was Spider-Man. With great power comes great responsibility. So you, I'm sure you feel like you have a responsibility to your audience to provide authentic material and content, right?
Yep. Yep. I always want to speak my mind. And sometimes that has gotten me in trouble. Like I said, we keep things PG, but I'll still speak my mind about things. And it's absolutely cost me some relationships with some companies over because I the product didn't hold up like I wanted it to or whatever, you know, the case may be, but I'm just going to be authentic and be real about it. And that's sometimes that's what comes with it.
We had this is early on when we started Mechanical Hub, but a client, we were negotiating with them and we said, you know, you can send us free product or they had a new product launch and we said, you can send us the product or Eric and he could test it out. And they're like, well, what if it doesn't work or if it doesn't meet up to his expectations? I'm like, well, then you might want to reconsider the product, right? Like,
absolutely. let's face it, we get a lot of free product. I know Eric does. Brent, I'm sure you've got a lot of free product and you're like, where did this come from? Why did they send it to me? I'm not going to use this, so I can't talk about it. Sorry. But there are times when we know the industry and yes, people call you, people knock on your door, people send you emails. We want to pay you handsomely to talk about this product. Sometimes it may be a product you use. Sometimes it won't be. And you're just, you know, there are times you're going to have to say, it's not worth however much money you can write a check for me to talk about a product.
Yep. Yeah. We've turned down several within the past year that just weren't good fits for us. You know, they were, I'm not going to name names, but one of them was like a dispatching service software. It's popular on social media and they wanted me to talk about it, but I don't use their software. Yeah. It's like I use a different software. So why promote it? It just makes no sense.
Yeah.
Sadly, there are people that just chase money.
Yeah. That's what we need to just be careful of. That's what I was talking about. Just everybody want to be careful and be aware of what you're promoting and what you're putting out there and how it does affect others in the industry and everybody else. It's a big.
Well, I'm looking forward. He's got the big Miracle Mechanical starting tomorrow. What's the timeline for that? Typically about 3-4 months out before we see it, or is it sooner than that?
No. We'll do some behind the scenes photos and pictures tomorrow, of course, obviously.
Sure.
And then it'll be a couple weeks, two, three weeks at the most before the full video comes
out. Oh, absolutely. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good turnaround.
That is a good turnaround. We should get you guys doing like. How many would be like a sweet spot for you, you know, realistically, like 6 or 7 a year?
Yeah, probably 6. Probably 6 would be a good bit, you know. I don't know. We could, depending on what kind of projects they are, we could do more than that, but 6 or 7 would be good.
Yeah. No, realistically, getting sponsors, you know, planning it out.
John, are you talking out loud? John's talking out loud about.
No, I'm just saying, you know, Tim. You know, Tim likes when we do stuff last minute, and you know, you're running around and stuff. But yeah,
yes, that's absolutely not what Tim likes.
I'm just saying, like, I always say this: inception to execution is like you got to have some time involved there. So
yeah, this Ridge has been stewing since last year. It was started in 2023, so you know, it's just a matter of. What's been taking us a while is finding the right fit for a person goes, because sometimes you'll have, not disparaging, but sometimes you have people who don't necessarily need the services, or they may be renting the house and it may be a terrible landlord or something like that. And it's like, I don't want to fix this up for your slumlord, you know, kind of deal. So, and then it's finding the right thing. You know, this is a project with Rigid. So I'm not, you know, Rigid is pretty broad, but we don't want to do something specific to two toilets when it's a Rigid project. You know what I mean? So but we don't want to do an HVAC unit when it's a Rigid project. So you got to find somebody who needs some plumbing repairs that fit the sponsor's needs a little bit and the homeowner needs it. So it's finding that match that seems to take a month or two. And then once we find that, then we're off to the races.
It's an exceptionally admirable job that you're doing. You and Kathleen do a great job with Miracle Mechanical. If anybody in the audience wants to find out more about what you're doing with Miracle Mechanical or Tool Pros, what's the easiest way for them to find you?
On Instagram under Tool Pros, or we got an Instagram under Miracle Mechanical, both of those. And then also you can check out our YouTube under Tool Pros.
Well, thanks again, man, for jumping on. And a repeat offender, is that what you said?
repeat offender, and the exit music is going to be Dark Side of the Moon or something, John?
Yeah, Eclipse by Pink Floyd. we'll sing it on the way out to you.
I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brent. We appreciate your time, buddy. Have a good day, and be careful. Don't look up at the sun tonight or today.
I'll try not to.
This Appetite for Construction podcast is brought to you in part by PERC, the Propane Education and Research Council. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially construction pros. It's a single clean energy source that can meet your project's performance, safety, and resilience goals while maintaining efficiency and lowering costs. See how propane can help meet your project's needs by visiting propane.com now. Propane, it's the energy for everyone.